If there's one thing that you've heard over and over again on Build Your Tribe, it's this. Do what you do best, but then outsource or hire or consult or invest in other people who know what they do really well. But the same is true when it comes to growing your reach. If you need more eyeballs, if you need more people to know about that thing that you offer, that thing that you sell, that business that you are trying to grow, and you're trying to do that with social media, may I suggest the best deal on the internet? Yes. When it comes to Instagram, I want to invite you to check out Insta Club Hub. Myself and my son, my co-host, Brock Johnson, we're the founders of Insta Club Hub, and it is rocking people's world. We have clients who've seen over 3,000% growth in their Instagram reach in less than 7 days. We have people with under 1,000 followers reaching 4 million on a reel. We've had people who've increased their visits to their website by over 300% in less than 5 days. It's pretty amazing the difference that can be made by just doing a few simple tweaks. It's a monthly membership. It's an amazing community. We teach live. You know, you hear us all the time on the show, but wouldn't you like to hang out with us live? We're pretty fun together, I got to tell you. So I want to invite you to go check it out yourself. Go to instaclubhub.com and learn how easy and affordable it is to work with your host, Brock and Shalene Johnson. All right, now let's get to today's topic.
Hey, what's up? And welcome back to today's episode of Build Your Tribe. In today's episode, I'm going to be talking specifically to education-based entrepreneurs. Now, that doesn't just mean teachers or college professors. What I mean by education-based entrepreneurs is the kind of entrepreneurs who teach things to other people, the kind of entrepreneurs who have an ebook, an online course. Maybe they do one-on-one coaching or group coaching. Think about the kind of person, and maybe this is you, who has solved a problem and now teaches that solution to other people, whether it's technical support or it's hands-on how to journal. Education-based entrepreneurs, entrepreneurs who sell the knowledge or expertise that they have gained. That's specifically who I'm going to be talking to today. And what I'm going to be talking to you about is what you should be posting on social media. As people who have monetized our knowledge, the challenge of sharing that knowledge on social media is, of course, how much do I share? Like, I have this expertise, I have this problem that I've solved, and I create courses and products and services and offers around this knowledge. But then on social media, I still have to display some of that knowledge, right? Like, I still have to teach some people something on social media. I can't just post about any random thing. And if you've subscribed to Build Your Tribe for a while, which, by the way, if you're not already subscribing right now while you're listening, please, I encourage you, go hit the subscribe button. If you've been listening to us for a while, then you know, on social media, you can't just be posting any random thing, any random picture, and expect it to help you grow your business. You have to be intentional with your social media usage. And what we recommend intentionally sharing is valuable posts, things that teach something to your audience. Quite literally, giving away value for free, giving away knowledge, education, inspiration, resources, tips, motivation, captivating people, doing that for free just for the sake of them following you on social media. Because the thought is, of course, that if you can provide that knowledge, if you can give that much away for free, give, then when it comes time to take, so to speak, to actually sell, make a sale, convert someone from a follower to a customer, it will be that much easier. I can't tell you how many times I've heard from people that, Brock, whenever you offer something that's related to Instagram, I jump on it because I know how much I get for free just from following you. You want your audience, your followers, to feel like, wow, I get so much from this person for free just for following them. I can't even imagine how much value I would get out of paying them for their services, for their time, for their courses, their book, whatever it is that they offer. But it's a slippery slope as someone who posts on social media, as someone who considers themselves an education-based entrepreneur. It's a slippery slope between how much do I give away for free? Do I give it all away? Do I teach everything I know? Do I hoard all that information and only let out little tiny tidbits? It's a tricky fine line to walk, and it's something that I have to, in all honesty, tell you, I still struggle with myself to this day. How much should I be giving away and teaching for free on Instagram? And that's specifically what I want to talk to you about today. That's what I want to help you understand. When I think of educational posts on Instagram, on Twitter, on any social media, really, I think ultimately they're going to boil down to two categories. Posts are either going to teach people how to do certain things, or they're going to teach them what to do. And let me break down the difference for you. Let's start with an analogy. Imagine there's a math teacher, and the math teacher is describing the Pythagorean theorem. Now, if my mom is listening right now, she has no clue what we're talking about. And honestly, I had to Google it, so I don't have much of a clue either. I haven't had to use the Pythagorean theorem since probably my junior year of high school. But the Pythagorean theorem is a math equation that helps you figure out the sides, the length of the sides of a right angle triangle. And it's okay if you're totally lost, don't worry, this is just an analogy. The Pythagorean theorem is a squared plus b squared equals c squared. Now imagine if a math teacher were just to tell their students what the Pythagorean theorem is. All they said is literally what I just described to you. A squared plus b squared equals c squared. It's called the Pythagorean theorem, and it helps you figure out one of the missing sides of a right angle triangle. That's not that helpful. Yes, it's information. Yes, it's education, but it's only telling us what something is. It's only telling us what to do. It's not showing us how to do. It leaves gaps in our minds. So as an elementary math teacher, that would be a terrible lesson plan. All of your students would immediately raise their hands and say, okay, but like, how? How do we use the Pythagorean theorem? When is it useful? How do I apply it? How do I apply it to the problem that's in front of me on this piece of paper? Ultimately, when we're making these educational posts on social media, they're ultimately going to fall into two categories: teaching us how to do something, or telling us what we need to be doing, which is still a form of teaching, but it leaves a lot of gaps. So let's break down what these two different categories entail. First, let's talk about the how-tos. These are the tutorials, the explanations, the lessons. It's usually pretty tough to fit a how-to video in less than a few seconds. So if you're all about Instagram Reels or TikTok videos, it's usually pretty tough to fit how-tos into those. It's usually tough. You're usually going to need, you know, a multi-minute IGTV. You're going to need a full podcast. You're going to need a 10-minute long YouTube video. Maybe you could use one of those 3-minute long TikToks. Maybe you could use a carousel post on Instagram, but how-to posts, they're usually a little bit longer. Of course, they're a little bit more in-depth because they're showing not just what to do, but how to actually implement, how to apply these tips and strategies. And on social media, how-to posts can help you really build credibility. Because think about if you were a sleep expert. You could tell people that they need to get more sleep. That's what to do. And there's some value to that. There's some education to that, but there's not much. It leaves us asking for a lot more. Or if you are a sleep expert, you could teach people how to get more sleep. You could talk about dimming the lights and covering up any ambient light in the room. You could talk about removing sound or adding sound. You could talk about the temperature, the bed sheets, the thread count, whatever. You could talk about the how-to, and it would establish your credibility a lot more. It shows the expertise that you have if you're able to explain not just what something is, but how to actually use it. And for this reason, because it helps you build credibility, I think it's important to use these how-to posts occasionally, but most importantly, to use them when you're early on in your social media growth. When you're first starting to grow on Instagram, on TikTok, on any platform, you have to build the credibility for yourself. Credibility, like trust, is built. It's earned. It's something that isn't just inherently there. I mean, unless you have a PhD at the end of your name or some special certificate in your bio, people don't automatically trust you and view you as a credible expert on any subject. But when you are consistently teaching them how to do certain things that they didn't know how to do before, things that they didn't understand in the past when other people have taught it, you establish credibility. You establish trust. And so for that reason, I think it's most beneficial to use this how-to content early on. Like we're talking when you have less than 1,000 followers, when you're just getting started, when you're trying to get those few followers that you do have to really buy in to your content. Then, once you grow and you have thousands of followers or you have a more established platform, I think you can start relying on these how-to posts less. Now, I will talk about that a little bit more later, and of course, there are exceptions to every rule, but I'll get back to that. Now, let's talk about the other category of educational posts, the what-to-dos. These are the insights. These are catchy quotes. These are statistics. These are very action-based. They're usually short and succinct. Oftentimes, these involve calls to action or directions to do certain things. Think about, again, that example from before, the sleep expert telling you, you need to get more sleep. Me as an Instagram expert telling you, you need to post more or you need to pick a niche. The how to do is telling you the systems and processes that I've used to allow myself to post more and how you can do that yourself. The how to do is a 2-hour long mastermind on how to pick your niche and how to decide on what area to focus on your Instagram. That's the how to. And again, like I said earlier, the how-to is often longer, the what-to-do is often much more shorter and direct. From what I've found after countless trial and error and countless posts on Instagram is that the what-to-do, even though we might think of it as more basic, more common knowledge, more widely understood, it's often also more shareable. It often gets more engagement. I can give you a case in point, a perfect example of this. One of my best posts, my highest performing posts that I've ever made on Instagram was telling you, you need to post more. I told people, ideally on Instagram for growth, you should be posting 3 to 5 times per day to your Instagram feed. I gave no additional insight on how to do this. I gave no additional insight or explanation on how this is possible or even why this works. I just told people what they need to be doing. That was one of my most commented on, my most liked, my most saved, and one of my most shared posts ever. To this day, I think it's my 2nd or 3rd all-time post in terms of new followers gained from a single post. And in my mind, it was very basic. It was just telling people what to do. So again, what I've found is that when you tell people what to do, it's highly shareable. And I'm not sure exactly why this is, but I think it's because it's simple. And when we're told what to do, we like to share that to tell other people what to do. When we learn something, when we get a how-to, we're less likely to share it because we're so invested in the knowledge, and then we got to apply it to our own account, and then we got to apply it to our own lives, and we got to figure out how to do it. Like, there's a lot more involved in the how-to. And so even though, as the educators, we might see that there is more value in the how-tos, it's the what-to-dos that actually perform better on social media. They're action-oriented. They get people excited. They give people action steps. They tell people what they're doing wrong. They tell people what they need to stop. They tell people what they could be doing better. The what-to-do versus the how-to-do. I think another reason that the how-to-do is appealing as an education-based entrepreneur is that it saves the how-to-do, the best of the best, what we just decided was the most valuable content, it saves that for your paying customer. Here's an example. I recently finished back-to-back 30-day Instagram Reels challenges where I posted one reel per day for 30 days. I never, in that entire period, taught people how to actually create a reel. I gave tips for what to do, in terms of ideas on what to post. I told people, hey, add some text about this, you know, use this song, do this choreography. But I never showed anyone how. I never showed anyone how to open the Reels camera. I never showed anyone how to add text. I never showed anyone how to save an audio and reuse it. That was reserved for our paying customers. That was reserved for our paying Insta Club Hub members. And that's intentional. And that's intentional for 2 reasons. Number one, I need to respect and honor the fact that they were willing to pay. They were willing to invest. They were willing to join and become a part of this community. And I want to honor and respect that. I don't want to just give away everything that they're learning for free, because then I'm not honoring the fact that they joined. I'm not honoring the fact that they are actually paying customers if they're not getting anything different from what the people who just follow me for free on Instagram are getting. And then number two, for anyone who is following me for free, it creates a reason to want to pay. It creates a reason to want to join my course, my coaching, my services, whatever it is that you offer, your ebook, your digital downloads, your special secret podcast that people have to pay to have access to. When you tell people what to do, it creates curiosity for, how do I do that? Okay, but how? Okay, yeah, I need to post more on Instagram, but how? Okay, yeah, I need to add this text to my next Instagram reel, but Brock, how? How do I do it? And ultimately, that's what you save for your customers. That's what you save for your paid audience. And again, this is what I believe. This is my opinion. This is how I'm currently differentiating what I'm posting in terms of educational content on social media. How-tos versus what-tos. How do I actually do something? The tutorial, the explanation, the in-depth lesson, the screen flow versus the what-to-dos. What should I be doing? What should you not be doing? And ultimately, if you're providing this form of educational content, the what-to-dos, people are sharing it. More people are finding you, more followers are following you, more people are coming to your page and are checking out your website and checking out your services. Ultimately, what this should lead to is more people asking you, literally sending you direct messages, asking you, okay, but how do I do this? How? What are the next steps? How can I go deeper? How can I learn the ins and outs of everything that you are telling me I need to be doing on Instagram? And that is the perfect time, the perfect way, the perfect segue into a sale. Someone has literally just asked you if you have a solution to their problem. And hopefully, as an education-based entrepreneur, your solution is what you are selling. The solution to their problem, the how-to-do, is what you're selling. Hey, listen, you know, this could never be fully explained in an IGTV. I try to give you as much information as I can, but ultimately, you're really going to learn the how-tos in this webinar. Would you be open to me sending you the link? And then they reply, oh yeah, absolutely. I've been struggling with this for months. I can't find an answer on YouTube. I can't find anyone I trust. Definitely send me that webinar. Then you send them the link to a webinar. Now they spent an hour and a half with you on a training where you told them more of what to do and you gave them a little bit of the how-to-do. And then at the end of the webinar, they get an ad to join your full course where you show them everything, how to do it, the ins and the outs, the screen flow tutorials, so they can consume it at their own pace. Ultimately, you told them what to do. You gave them the instructions, but you left some room on the table for more. If you give away everything 100% all for free on your social media, there's not much of an incentive to pay for anything. Because ultimately, I can get this all for free on Instagram or on YouTube or on Facebook. And yes, of course, ultimately, people can find a lot of your content for free. And yes, the answers to a lot of their questions might be found on Google. But there's something powerful when you tell someone, hey, you need to be doing this. You should try changing this. You need to stop doing this. You need to do this. Here's what to do. And then you create the curiosity in their mind, leaving them asking the question, okay, but how? And that's where you come in. As the education-based entrepreneur, that's where you come in with your solution, your product, your service, whatever it is that you offer. I hope this episode helped you out today. And I hope moving forward on your Instagram, you start to ask yourself this question when you're creating the content. Is this content, this educational post, is this showing my audience how to do something? Or is it telling them what changes they need to be making? Is it inspiring a difference in their lives? Is it shifting their mindsets? Is it telling them what to do or maybe even what not to do? Ultimately, the what to do's and the what not to do's, they're going to perform much better. They're going to help you grow your audience. And hopefully, they should create enough curiosity that those new followers also become new customers. As always, happy networking.
Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid. high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.